Hi everyone, welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast series. Happy week seven. Happy midterms. Today we'll be discussing the topic of lessons learned. This podcast will explore the lessons that you have learned throughout your time at UCSD. So what are some challenges that you've gone through? How'd you overcome them? And we'll also explore what it means to have a growth mindset. Today, we have Manny and Tiffany, two of our 2YE mentors with us. I'll give them a quick opportunity to introduce themselves. So we'll start off with Manny.
Hi, my name is Manny. I'm a third year structural engineering major, Chicanx Latinx Studies minor, and I'm in Marshall College. And my hometown, okay, it's in the Bay, and it's like 15 minutes away from SF, and it's called San Rafael, and that's where I live.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm a third year molecular and cell bio major. I'm minoring in Revel Humanities and History. And I'm from Revel College, and my hometown is also in the Bay. It's across one of the bridges to San Francisco. It's Oakland, California.
Thank you, Tiffany. And I realized I forgot to introduce myself. Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie, and I'm the program assistant for the second year experience. My hometown is Los Angeles. I was born and raised there up until I made the move here to San Diego for UCSD. So we can go ahead and jump into a quick check-in question. So, what is your favorite song to listen to at the moment? I can start off and then I'll popcorn. So I just found out that SZA dropped a new song, and I think it's the one that she had in the Super Bowl, the sad the song
Oh
called
yeah.
Girl. Yeah, so that I'm gonna say that's my favorite song to listen to right now because I've been playing it on repeat this morning, and then I'll popcorn to Manny.
Mine, it's Perdiste by Kali Uchis, the new album, and it's just a good song, like knowing your worth and just like, yep, I am that person. So yeah.
For sure. That whole album is just really good too. What about you, Tiffany?
So you call me boring for this, but I like to listen to anything that's just instrumental or classical music just because I like how there's no words, so I can focus on my assignments without like words in the back of my mind. And I also because I don't know, it's like calming in a way. So yeah, I don't have a favorite. It's just any that's classical music.
Yeah, no, that's not boring. I love listening to instrumental music as well. I forgot the name of this YouTube channel, but there's this YouTube channel that all they play is just different types of like instrumental music from like different countries. I think it's really nice to listen to, especially when you're studying and doing work. All right. Thank you both for sharing. So with that said, we can go ahead and jump into our first question, which is reflecting back to your first year, second year, and even now as a third year, what are some obstacles that you have encountered while being a student at UCSD? And then if you can speak about it, how did you navigate that obstacle? Like, did you reach out to any people? Did you utilize any resources? And this can be an academic obstacle or a personal obstacle, really anything.
I guess I can go first. For me, my biggest obstacle, I think it's like burnout. Okay, obviously grind culture is very like normalized at UCSD, and especially in STEM, it's kind of like midterms, homework, quizzes like every other week, and it's kind of hard to kind of like create the balance of like school and also you time. And I feel as though, especially during my second year, when I got like in the thick of like the GEs and like the like operative classes, like it was really hard trying to like take time for myself because I was always like stressed out, and I always felt like I needed to like do homework or like review or like study. So I just felt like a lot of like, I guess, restlessness when it came to like end of the day. So that was like an issue, like an obstacle I had last year. And the way I like overcame it was like honestly just like finding like one thing enjoyable that you do for yourself like every day. For me, it was like just running. Like, luckily enough, I was on campus, so it was like safe to run at night. So I would literally just like run for like half an hour, like 45 minutes, and just like de-stress. But besides running, I think self-care days, you know, like little like trips, going like, I don't know. For me, I like going thrifting and just kind of like enjoying life outside of school, which is like really hard to like get in the mindset of when you like live on campus and all you see is people like going to school, doing homework, studying, reviewing, and it's kind of like hard to get out of that like space of like work, work, work. So I think just like changing your surroundings.
Yeah, that's real. What were some of your favorite spots to run on campus?
Well, okay, it's kind of a long run, but like honestly, going to Torrey Pines, like the beach, the trail, it's like it was just so pretty, and like the ocean and like the waves and like the beach. And then another one, honestly, well, like La Jolla Farms, where like you could like see like the beach at La Jolla Shores, and just like, I don't know, just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure those have some like beautiful views as well. So definitely take advantage of being close to the ocean and it's in a really nice area. What about you, Tiffany? What is an obstacle that you faced and how did you overcome that?
I think for me, the biggest one that's just really been, it's been since my first year. It's kind of like sometimes it's more severe, sometimes not as severe. It's like imposter syndrome. Like, I feel like that's something that I felt like just throughout the past, I guess, 3 or so years now. And it's, I think the main part is just being a STEM major, but having two non-STEM minors because I feel like being like, half kind of like half STEM and half non-STEM, like there is balance for me, so personally I like that, but a lot of my peers kind of find that I guess a little unusual because I know a lot of my friends they're all like STEM majors and STEM minors, so I guess part of that really plays into it. And I think a way that I've learned is just to remember that like, I'm on my own path. It's different from everyone else's. So it's not really something that I should be comparing or like feeling bad about. And some people that I've talked to about this is actually this quarter, one of my professors, because they were a double major. One was STEM and one was non-STEM. So having someone to talk to that kind of related to like how I felt about just being like half non-STEM and half STEM and like how other people would react when they found out about that was kind of nice because I usually don't find a lot of other people or just like professors who also do something like that with their majors in college. So yeah, that was really nice to get to know. And I've been like talking to that professor more. So yeah, and just also my friends, like my high school friends and my friends here now, because just yesterday I was talking to one of my friends here about it. I was in a bio class yesterday morning and I felt like imposter syndrome so bad. I felt like I shouldn't be there. So I was just like kind of ranting about it a bit and like they just like kind of reminded me that I was accepted to the school for a reason. I do have a right to be there. I shouldn't be feeling that way about it. But yeah, I just talking to my friends and just like professors and my family also helps. So, because they just give me little reminders here and there, and just to keep me not feeling horrible about like my own choices in terms of my academics. So, yeah, and that's really all I do in terms of that. Like I've tried to find some time to do self-care and just like not think about that stuff at all. And With midterm season, it's a bit hard, but usually when I don't have a lot of midterms, I just like to take time to just like paint something or try out a new recipe or just like go out for a walk. But yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Imposter syndrome is real, especially amongst like first gen students, and students who, have moved away from home and have to, acclimate to a new climate. But yeah, I think Manny, you're also a STEM major and a non-STEM minor as well, right? How has that experience been for you?
I guess it's been like the meme where it's like the Spider-Man and it's like they point at each other and it's kind of like, what are you doing here? It's kind of like that. Like, I don't know. Right now I'm kind of like in an anthropology class and they're kind of like, what major are you? And I'm like engineering, and like everyone's kind of like, oh. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, always looked at a little bit differently. I guess like when like you introduce yourself to like other like STEM people are kind of like, oh, you want to do that. And then like when it comes to like introducing yourself to like humanities people or like social science people, they're kind of like, oh, that's really hard. And it's kind of like, I don't know. You're just kind of like you're made a little bit uncomfortable because you're kind of like, okay, like what does that mean? So I think for me, what helped is just kind of like, you know what? I had the realization like early in the quarter where it's like, you know what? I'm a multifaceted individual. I like to take a lot of classes and like, I don't know, like having yourself up being like, yeah, I can do a lot of hard math, but also I can like write essays, which not everyone can do. And just being like, I have a diverse, I don't know, diverse selection of classes.
Yeah. And how did you both stumble upon your minors? Like, how did you find out about them? What class kind of drew you in and interested you to pursue that as a minor for both of you?
I guess I can go first. For me, I have two minors. So my humanities one, it's offered by Ravel College, and I was initially a business minor, but I was just like getting really bored in those classes, so I figured that probably wasn't for me. So I dropped that and switched over to the Ravel Humanities minor because last winter quarter I was taking, it was one of my GEs. It was Humanities 4, and the professor like was really inspirational in the way he lectured and just the topics that were like discussed during that class. I really enjoyed the readings. So I believe it was on Enlightenment and Romanticism and some of the philosophers that they went over. I liked how a lot of what they discussed centuries ago still pertains to today and our everyday lives. So that really drew me to the minor. And I'm still in touch with that professor too right now, just because I feel like we have something to talk about and we have interesting conversations. And then part of that minor kind of led to my second minor, which is history. Because for the humanities minor, we have the liberty to choose like our classes from the, I think it's a list of departments, like the literature department, history department, visual arts department. And I'm pretty sure there's a few others. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I chose to take history classes for it and art history ones. And I just really enjoyed them, especially the ones on ancient medieval history. So after that, I kind of decided since I like to balance my classes, like three STEM classes and one non-STEM class usually, just so there's a little bit of a balance. So it's not all STEM like all day. So I like to do that. And I figured since I still have over a year, I still have time to have another minor. So I decided to declare it in history because I've enjoyed the history classes here. I find that like they're not too stressful and I like writing essays. So it's kind of fun for me. And just like seeing the parallels between like ancient history and modern history, it's really interesting to me, especially since I feel like there's a lot of parallels. Like I'm taking a Roman history one right now, and there are a lot of parallels between then and now. So it's nice to see that and just getting to like learn something that's like outside of what my major is, because I feel like being a STEM major, I feel like it's not very usual like doesn't happen a lot where you get to take ancient history classes. I like those the most. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Tiffany. What about you, Manny? What's your
For
teaching
me,
plan?
yeah. I guess like okay, I'm a planner. like I guess like when I came into like the when I came into like as a first year, like I kind of knew like damn, like I'm not really gonna see any people of color in my major because like engineering is very like white centric and like not a lot of diverse people. So I kind of like knew like I needed to have like a balance of like something where it's like centered around people of color. And I really like enjoyed like okay, I enjoy literature and just like reading and then like I guess like what like I guess like inspired me to pursue Chicana studies was kind of just like Chicana like Chicana literature, like Sandra Cisneros and like I don't know, other people too. But like I think it's like the literature side behind of it, and I was like, you know what, I want to do this for a long time. And then when I was enrolled in like the lower div and like upper div of like Chicanx literature, I was kind of like, I guess like at peace and like at home when it came to like discussing very like universal like I guess like issues and like experiences when it comes to being in like in a Latino household. And in the Latino environment. And then I guess like another like interesting thing that like makes me want to pursue it even more is just like learning like more different like I guess like sides of like Latino and like Chicano like culture. I took an upper div like history class and it was like just about like Latinas in the 20th century and it was just a history class and just like learning about like everything that like Latino women have to go through like historically and just like getting that extra side of like okay like this is very important but doesn't really have a lot of like attention to it when it comes to like learning about like certain issues. So mainly just like learning about different stories that like impact other people in my family.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And I mean, for both of those, for both of y'all, you both had to kind of like take a risk and take an like quote unquote unconventional class, because it's not related to your major, but that led to, you know, y'all finding some new passions and being able to just like grow that passion. So along that line, have y'all heard of the term growth mindset before? Yes. Well, in case you haven't, having a growth mindset means believing that a person's abilities aren't innate, but can be improved through effort, learning, and persistence. A growth mindset is all about the attitude with which a person faces challenges, how they process failures, and how they adapt and evolve as a result. So, do y'all agree with this term? Have y'all had an experience where you have had to have a growth mindset and essentially just be open to learning, be open to learning from maybe past mistakes, past failures, etc.
I in middle school, like they would always use that topic, like in every single presentation, and like they would always have the same like infographic, where's like the little like brain and the little like at the gym, and just like that's like how they explained it to us. And I guess like the way I've been able to like incorporate the growth mindset, it's mainly just like giving myself more grace, especially as a college student. I feel as though it's like very like common to expect like perfection and like certain aspects of like academic, personal, and like social, and just like the ideal human being they're supposed to be. But I guess like just now I'm kind of realizing, damn, like I don't know. I think like just like we're young, like I don't know, like we're not expected to have like the perfect answer for like certain things or like the right attitude or like you know like some things just like you can't get right the first time and just like knowing that like you have like more chances and like opportunities to like improve on and like better yourself. So I believe in it, and it just like I guess like puts less pressure on you to like get things right the first time, which like is nice when you can achieve that, but also it's like not like a realistic first for certain people.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Like sometimes you don't always get it right the first time, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I think being in college and being in the age that y'all are in, it's the time where you are able to make mistakes. You're able to learn from those. You know, you have the time to do that. So for sure. What about you, Tiffany?
I would say that, oh, first of all, I heard of this mindset too. I think I was introduced to it either in fourth or fifth grade. I can't remember which one, but I remember I heard of it the first time there. And we also had those graphics too, and like a little poster on the wall in the classroom. And I remember I heard a lot in elementary and middle school, but then I didn't really hear about it much anymore in high school. I don't know if it's because I went to a more competitive, like, I guess a high school with a more competitive culture academically. So, yeah, I think for me, I also agree because I'm also a pre-med student, and I feel like when it comes to that, there's supposed to be some like blueprint for the perfect pre-med student, so you get like a good application to med school and stuff. But I feel like sometimes following that blueprint is kind of difficult because I know a part of it's optional, is like research and just like doing lab work. I know for me that's not really my kind of thing. I've tried my hand at it and it's fine, but it's not really something I'm interested in. So I feel like I deviate from that like blueprint in that sort of way. And I'm learning to just accept that I have like a slightly different way of approaching like the, I guess, the med school application process and the, I guess, the so-called anatomy of a med school applicant. So I've learned to accept that because I feel like I don't want to engage in something that I'm personally not interested in, that I'm just like doing because I have to. So that's one thing that I've definitely tried to apply like the growth mindset to, that it's not one fixed way, that there are many ways that you can shape your application and I guess your experiences. And I feel like, aside from that, a very specific instance that I applied this to would be last quarter, actually. I was in a physics class. It's the first one I took here. And I am not good at physics in any way. So I was doing pretty bad in it. And I was just feeling bad about it because I guess I was getting, I think, really low scores on a lot of the quizzes. I was like, I'm never going to be good at this. But then when the final came around, I was just like, I need to turn this around. I'm not going to be bad at this forever. I just need to put more effort into it and just like apply myself more. And that did pay off. I ended up with 80 on my final, which is much higher than I ever expected. So I'm glad I approached it that way for the last quarter. And I plan on doing this for like other quarters too, because I still have a lot more physics to go through. So.
Thanks for sharing. And so now taking the time to reflect on everything in your past few years here at UCSD, what's a piece of advice that you would give to current second year students who are navigating school right now? Like if you could say one key thing from what you've learned or from an experience that you had, what would it be?
I guess something I would say is that like you are not made up of all your mistakes, but the way you like overcome them. I feel like a lot of second years kind of like I don't know, there's more expectations and pressure like placed on you to like do better than you did for the first year, or like maintain that consistency last year. But like even if things don't go like as planned, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be like, it's not always going to be like the same like outcome for you. I know like academically, like when you get into your like upper dip classes, you're kind of like, damn, like I didn't do that good, or like I messed up or fumbled in this like one aspect. And you know, it's kind of like, oh, like I'm fearful that I'm going to have that same like negative result. So I don't really like attempt to like change my behavior. So just knowing that like with every new like opportunity is a new like way of approaching a difficult like situation.
Funny. What about you, Tiffany?
For me, I would say a big one is to just, it kind of goes back to the imposter syndrome thing that it's okay to have different, I guess, academic or just like paths in college because I feel like there isn't a set, like, perfect college student blueprint or like path you're supposed to follow. I feel like everyone's is unique in their own way because we're all different people with different perspectives and experiences and interests. So but there's no one single way to approach college. And another thing I feel like second years feel a lot of pressure about is knowing what career they want to go into or post grad. And I feel like sometimes the second year we're still like barely into our college careers, and it's like difficult to like know exactly what you want to do yet. Like, and that's okay because you still have time to figure it out. And if the first thing you choose doesn't work out, there's always another way. Like, it's not you're stuck in this job or this career forever. You can, of course, always change paths. And I think just knowing that it's okay to like not know because I didn't know. I also didn't know until like halfway into my second year. So I feel like just taking the time to figure out and explore like through like classes or just like extracurriculars or student orgs what like interests you can help a lot with like just like finding careers. So I feel like still like an exploration process during the second year in terms of like career and like post grad plans. So.
Yeah, thank you both for sharing. Definitely don't be afraid to make mistakes. What you're doing now, like Tiffany said, you're not going to be stuck in this forever. You have the freedom and flexibility to change and try things out. So I encourage you, if you're contemplating trying out a new class or switching major or looking into a different minor, I highly encourage you all to do so and check in with academic advisors as well as mentors and pro staff, as we're all here available to help and guide you and support you through that process. All right. So thank you, Manny and Tiffany, for coming onto this podcast today. And thank you all for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and close this off, but keep an eye out for other podcasts that we dropped during spring quarter. All right.